AETR News. The time is 5:30 p.m. I'm Caitlin Barbie. The Paris News reports that longtime Paris Junior College baseball coach Larry Click died today at the age of 77. Larry Click was also said to have been the best athlete to come out of Paris High School. He pitched for the Paris High baseball team when they won their first state championship in 1955. Click was an all-state player in baseball, football, and basketball, and was the only Paris Wildcat to do all three in the same year. After high school, Click started his college career at SMU and beat out Don Meredith in spring training for the starting quarterback job. He later left SMU and signed with the Major League Baseball's Milwaukee Braves. After his pro career was cut short due to injury after five seasons, he graduated from East Texas State University in Commerce and went home to coach baseball at Paris High. He was head football coach in Midland for 3 years, then he ended up back in Paris, where he took a job at Paris Junior College in 1977. He was named to the Boys and Girls Club Wall of Honor in 1997, the same year he retired, and also began serving on its board of directors. Funeral arrangements will be at Fry Gives in Paris. A new survey by the Pew Research Center finds most of us want more control over how our personal information is collected and used online. Here's TSN's Chuck Martin.
Mary Madden is a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project.
We found that 61% of adults in the survey say they would like to do more to protect the privacy of their personal information online, while 37% say they already do enough.
Madden says many people feel overwhelmed and don't have time to keep up with all the recommended changes security experts continue to make. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
A local man's death is under investigation in Greenville. According to the Greenville Herald Banner, Eddie Caballero Lopez's cause and time of death are still unknown as of this morning. The body was reported and found on Monday afternoon and transferred to the Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office for the autopsy. The Texas Rangers are assisting the Greenville Police Department in this investigation. Among the more than 300 bills filed this week ahead of January's legislative session would allow you to openly carry firearms. And Governor-elect Abbott says he would sign a bill, but that doesn't mean one will pass without a fight.
Opponents are already readying pushback. Heather Ross with the Austin Coalition for Comprehensive Gun Violence Prevention says she's disturbed by the fact that the wheels seem to be greased for open carry.
I remember being in a committee hearing earlier this year when they said it was just a hearing about open carry.
She says the tide has turned on guns, and citizens in several states last week approved gun restrictions which had failed in the past. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The governing board of the Paris Economic Development Corporation voted last night to demand a full report from the Dallas-based private firm that had been contracted to investigate the EDC's financial records. The Paris News reports that the vote followed an announcement by Chairman Stephen Grubbs that Diefenbaugh and Associates, which was contracted in April, had been paid. The vote to send the letter was unanimous by the four board members present. David Turner was absent. Looks like the state's winter wheat crop will come through this cold snap, no worse for the wear. It's highly unlikely the sub-freezing weather will even damage newly emerged plants. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service expert Dr. Clark Neely.
It would have to get pretty darn cold for it to do any damage to the wheat. The winter wheat, if it's got good moisture conditions, it can handle temperatures below zero.
Neely says winter wheat can be damaged by a sudden 50-degree temperature swing, but says even that's rare. In fact, the early cold weather may be good for winter wheat because it hardens off the crop. Ahead on All Things Considered, today the Supreme Court took up the question of what kind of political gerrymandering is acceptable and what is not. The question is whether black voters were packed into some Alabama districts in 2010 on the basis of race rather than party.